From Spark and Anvil and JestForge, this is Thrice, in Chapter 1 of the JestForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Thrice is a bright-eyed magpie tween who never lists two of anything when she can list three, because she knows, better than anyone at the comedy club, that the laugh almost always hides in the third thing. She teaches the rule of three. It's the oldest trick in the whole art, she says, hopping along the club's little stage. Watch, I give you two things that match. That builds a pattern, and your brain relaxes, thinking it knows what's coming. Then the third thing breaks the pattern. That's the laugh. She demonstrates. For my trip to the mountains, I packed a warm coat, a sturdy pair of boots, and a small, deeply confused goat. The club kids laugh. See? Coat, boots, you settled in, expecting sensible camping gear. Then, goat. The third one broke the pattern you trusted. Two to lull you, one to surprise you. The number is nearly always three. A kid in the front tries cheese, crackers, and my grandma's false teeth. Thrice cackles with delight. There it is. You feel it now.
Thrice grew up in a huge, noisy magpie family, in a nest stuffed with shiny things her relatives collected in, of course, threes. Her family were storytellers, the sort who told the same tales every winter, and young Thrice noticed something about the tales that made the whole nest laugh. The funny bits nearly always came in a list, and the funny part was nearly always last. The knight was brave, the knight was strong, and the knight was terrified of ducks. The duck came third. It was always the third. She got teased for it once. A sleek visiting starling sniffed that counting to three isn't real comedy. Any fool can do it. It stung. For an afternoon, Thrice felt her favorite trick was cheap. Then her uncle set her straight. Three is in every joke worth telling, little one, in stories older than any of us, from every people on the earth. The starling calls it easy because he can't do it well. Setting up a pattern people trust, then breaking it at exactly the right beat, that's craft, and it's harder than it looks. Thrice never felt small about her threes again. The number is a tool, she says now, and I've earned every laugh it's ever brought me.
When she was older, Thrice flew to the JestForge Comedy Club, which had been hoping for someone who understood the shape a joke wants to be.
She teaches the young comics to build the pattern before they break it. Most beginners rush straight to the funny thing, she says. But a surprise with no setup isn't a surprise. It's just a strange thing shouted at people. You have to build the pattern first. She sets a kid going. Give me two normal things about your morning. Two that match. I woke up. I brushed my teeth. The K offers. Perfect. I trust you now. I think this is a boring morning. Now break it. Third thing. The kid grins. And I discovered a walrus had eaten my homework. The club roars. That's the rule of three, says Thrice. The first two aren't the joke. They're the runway. They build the pattern the third one gets to smash. Two to set it, one to break it. And the break lands hardest when the two before it felt safe.
She still lists everything in threes, at the club and off it, and still cannot resist making the third one a surprise. The thing Thrice hopes the young comics carry is that a good surprise is built, not blurted. That the patient work of setting a pattern people trust is what gives the break its power. And that a little structure, far from spoiling a laugh, is exactly what lets it land. Build the pattern, she tells them, eyes shining. Two to lull them, one to break it. The laugh is nearly always waiting in the third thing. When the club empties, Thrice tidies the stools into rows, three at a time, out of pure habit, and feels the bright, bubbling gladness she first felt as a magpie in a nest full of threes. That a shape as simple as 1-2 surprise can hold more delight than anything, if you set it up with care.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Thrice. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.